I got bused to a high school in my sophomore year. From a school that there was a large African-American black population to a school that we were 2% of the population. And it was awful, just awful, getting bused. Even though I always thought I had intelligence, I never felt like I wanted to even try to use it there. So I did just enough to get by. In my junior year, a teacher there, Bob Price, put me in a play, Romeo and Juliet. And I was the only black kid in the play, and I caught hell. I caught hell from the white kids at this school, and I caught hell from the black kids. And in some ways, it forced me, caused me to distance myself from both of them. Neither one of them were willing to support what I wanted. So I became kind of single-minded in that respect. And opening night, I came out on stage with this kind of fake beard and this big floppy mushroom hat made out of upholstery fabric that the director's wife had made. And everybody burst into laughter. And what could have been a crushing moment in my life really was just something different. I just said, no, I'm not going to give in. And I had this little squeaky voice, and I just kind of dug in, and I just begged for this voice, the spirit of Brock Peters, who was very much alive at that time. But I always loved his voice, Brock Peters, all those muscles and everything. You know, he's like a black man with big voice and muscles and bad, you know, Porgy and Bess, all that stuff. And I said, I need that voice, Brock. And he sent it to me. And a voice came out, and I was the prince. Not a big part, but I was the prince. And after that opening scene, when I walked off stage, I said, that's it. This is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.